This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a marathon reading of the Bible in Washington, D.C. That story right after this short message.
When it comes to choosing a college, campus visits are important. But 2020 has made it tough to tour your top picks. At Liberty University, we understand, so we offer a variety of visiting opportunities. Tour campus from home with a virtual tour, or visit campus for a few hours for a daily campus tour. Dig a little deeper with Experience LU, a single-day event where you'll tour campus, meet with faculty and staff, and sample on-campus dining locations. Pick your perfect visit by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596.
The Word of God is powerful, and just like in the story of Ezra and Nehemiah, when the Word of God was read publicly, the nation, which had laid desolate, started to be restored. In 1990, a group of Christian leaders led by Dr. John Hash and Dr. Corinthia Boone established a Bible reading marathon in Washington, D.C. at Capitol Hill that became an annual event. Because of COVID-19, the 31st annual U.S. Capitol Bible Reading Marathon had to adjust from their normal plans. The Christian outreach organization called Faith and Liberty hosted the event from their ministry center, and for around 90 hours straight, starting at 2 p.m. September 12th, the Bible was publicly recited from Genesis to Revelation by more than 400 readers, including 15 different languages. The oldest reader was 85 years old, and the youngest was 10. They teamed up with Seedline International, who provided technical infrastructure to enable the event to be live-streamed. The live stream enabled 54,000 people to join in the marathon. Participants in the event included U.S. House of Representatives Jody Heiss, Doug LaMalfa, Louis Gohmert, Vicky Hartzler, Jeff Duncan, Kathy McMorris Rogers, and U.S. Senator James Lankford. The 85-year-old Bible Reading Marathon co-founder, Dr. Corinthia Boone, participated in the opening and closing ceremonies. A Chinese church brought over 25 readers who read in Mandarin, Cantonese, and Korean. Virtual participants were able to read sections of scripture from their own locations. Faith and Liberty's Vice President Peggy Niebuhr said about the event, "It is a privilege to participate in the reading of God's Word as it flows throughout Capitol Hill, especially during this time as the nation grapples with uncertainty and unrest. The Bible is the foundation of America, and within those pages, we find the only answer for hope for this nation." Just like in the story of Nehemiah, where there was opposition to the building and restoration of the walls of the city of Jerusalem, there is opposition today. As the work came together and the people refocused on proclaiming the Word of God, there was national repentance and healing in their land. Pray that the Word of God will be brought to the forefront and that the hearts of our nation will be set back on God. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.